Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Get Her Show. Man, I'm back with another one, y'all. Just got to let y'all know. And it's going down tonight. It's the Get Her Show.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Marlo Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now. Get heard. Hear it now.
Another edition of the Get Her Show, y'all. I'm trying to cook. I'm trying to do the radio show and schedule my show, so I got a lot going on. But if there's a will, there's a way. And I'm going to do my thing. It's your boy, Nat Neely. And tonight's show is about social media again, you know. My question is, how vain are you on social media? That's right, I said it. How vain are you on social media? If you get upset, or you might think, he ain't talking to me. Yeah, I might be talking just to you, especially if you get offended. Because me and friends, we ain't friends, so you might get your feelings hurt. But check this out. I see a lot of people posting things on their social media that makes them look very important. Like pics at a fancy restaurant, pics at a popular social event, pics with celebrities, pics in nice clothes and new car, all to propose a certain image. But really, what's the purpose? If you're really living their lifestyle, are you sharing these things for popularity and likes? Or trying to enlighten others for the good of humanity? Social media is a tool to reach the masses. And although it's fun and it's cool to see your friends doing well, but when the majority of their posts up is like bragging and boasting, or as they say in the hood, fronting and stunting, I think that shit is vain. So my question to you is, how vain are you on social media? You can call in. The number is 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press the number 1 when you get here, and we're going to chop it up. It's your boy, Nat Neely, right here on Get Her.
Find out why he was complimenting her until I looked at the bottom of her shoes. She had some tall heels and red bottoms.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think that drove me crazy. I mean, who wouldn't go crazy after seeing that? That's the thing. Wow.
Wow is the word.
It made me want to go buy some red bottoms for the lady of my life. You understand what I'm saying?
I heard that. Speaking of the lady of your life, I heard somebody took your lady.
Yeah. Get into that, man. It's kind of sad. Normally, I wouldn't like to get on the subject of that.
I'm sorry about that, bro.
It's pretty touching. And after releasing it, you know, getting it out of my system, going to the studio, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It actually helps me. It makes me a little bit more comfortable.
So how long was y'all together?
We was together for quite a while. Ever since this group, you remember this group, Destiny's Child? Yeah, we were.
So you talking about Kelly?
No. It's
You talking about one of the other ones?
No. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
All right, come on. Yeah. But listen, I'm being real with you. See, I know y'all think I'm joking, but I'm being serious. I met a girl.
She needs to know my girl.
What she was supposed to be. That baby don't look nothing like me. But she pretty as a mommy. Why you have to take her from me? You's a low down chicken. You could have had any chick in the world.
Some of that J Dow production. Hey, y'all follow that cat. He's a super dope producer, engineer, all that. If you ain't never known, you better get on it. It's your boy Mac Neasy doing what I love to do, y'all, every Sunday night, y'all. Tonight's topic is, how vain are you on social media? I know a lot of us got friends and family members and homies who be posting shit on social media and, you know, making themselves look good. You know, showing the good life. But how much of that is really the truth? You know, I got a lot of friends, you know, too, that's doing, you know, big things, you know, PR reps and, you know, shit, artists and all kind of things. You know, classmates that singing back up with national artists and shit. But, you know, a classmate of mine was at one of those festivals and saw another homie and he didn't know that one of the homies was singing with this particular artist. And so one of the homies said, yo, you see Hoopty Woo? Well, she, you know, ran and took him over there and chopped it up with the homie. And my boy, you know, we done got a little older. Some of us have changed in our appearances. And my cat, he says to the dog, you know, he said, hey, man, you know, I'm glad to see you and everything. They probably ain't seen each other in 20 years or more, whatever the case may be. But as he was chopping up, he made a joke. He said, man, you know, it's funny how things can change. You know, I done put on weight, and you done lost weight. You know, everybody was in a little group, you know, standing in a circle, started laughing and shit. And the cat that was singing backgrounds, you know, with this particular national artist, gonna floss on my boy and say, I don't kind of remember you. Now, my boy was one of the most popular dudes in our class. Everybody know my man. And that was that type of scenario is what brought me to bringing up this topic, because another one of our successful friends that's in the industry doing things, you know, they all clicked together, but I wasn't surprised when he shitted on my man, trying to act like he didn't remember him, when we was the ones who was screaming for you back in the days when you was at the talent show. You know, your day ones, if you break it down. But people get a little fame, success, and a little notoriety, and get to changing. And then, you know, they posted things on their social media to portray this glamorous life. But my question is, how vain is that? Would you agree or disagree? You can call in. You can press the number one if you're on the line and chop it up. And tell me what your thoughts are on this. And we can go dig real deep. It's the Get Heard Show. It's all good. It ain't all bad, y'all.
I'm off in church, sinning throughout the week, hustling every day, getting it as we speak, listening to preacher preach, choir singing the song, ain't clapping her hands, mama singing along, I'm impatient, I wanna leave, can't let my mama see I ain't listening to the word, not like I don't believe, but I'm tripping, nobody perfect, to speak it wouldn't be worth it for a person to be so Christ-like, but I swear I've heard in person, let him without no sins cast the first stone. But I am so not him, so let me go on. Get home and hear what finest had on. Who fainted while this all went on? Come on, let's see some lasting weeks. Can do the same damn thing again next week. I love it when it happens like that. I smile because it's not all bad.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
Monday morning is back to business. Cash the motivation. Got steadily watching, locking and waiting patient. Yeah, I've been thinking lately, praying on even maybe. Probably best if I left it. The stress will drive you crazy if you let it. The penitentiary is where we headed. Designed for downfalls and some still don't get it. And yeah, I might have sat it way back and got sweated by the same ones admitting it now. But no credit came to me. If you can see the things I see, then you can point your fingers at the blame, not me. A shame how we can't stand one another. We hate the idea of a unified young brother, so we suffer. But I adapt cause I'm a hustler. I still stay strapped with the muffler. I'm 10 toes trapped in the struggle, cuz I'm what the hood made, motherfucker.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
It's solid as niggas come. Realest they ever made. Money is not important. It's living in how you say. Picture back in the day. Me moving the brick a week. Murdered you if I had to, nigga. I'm from the streets and out here we playing for keys. Speaking, you getting froze. Naked and wrapped in sheets. Snitches will be exposed. This bullet here for your soul. Bitches is just for sex. That's it, I can jack my dick. Still don't deserve respect. I'm knowing my niggas feel it. Nothing is fabricated. Authentic as I can say it. The only way I play it. This is for Curtis Davis. Mothers of fallen soldiers. Children of murdered fathers. Fathers out on the corners. Corners I'm standing on them. I love them without a reason. Chillin' to eat the bleeding, they made me, I'm never leaving. Though the looks can be deceiving. Believe me, y'all, it might sound sad. But trust me, dog, it's not all bad.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
Right here on the Creation Station that plays them hits, y'all. You already know who that is. The one and only Scarface with It's All Ain't All Bad. It's your boy, Knack Knees, doing what I love to do, y'all. And coming to you, talking about this social media thing. Once again, last week I talked about social media, and I broke it down to you how people are addicted to social media. You know, social media is like a drug. You know, it does the same thing in the brain as alcohol, them trees, and sex. You know, it gives people this sense of pleasure, and it's real crucial. And if you're not aware of it, you'll be caught up in it real tough. But tonight's page of this social media is about the vainness of it. People that's on here stunting and fronting and flossing and big balling. But is it really the truth? Or is it any good for humanity? You call in, you tell me. The lines is blowing up, y'all. Already, because this topic, I'm telling you, it's going to touch some nerves. Like I tell y'all, me and feelings ain't friends. So if you get upset, then, hey, it's on you. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to go to the lines, y'all. It's time for what? Yo, 90124. What's happening?
Hey,
What's happening?
What's good with you? Man, I can't call, man. What's good in that music?
Oh, man, just chilling, man, doing what I love to do, play independent artists and good music and just talk about topics that touch my heart, you know.
Man, you're doing your thing, man. Doing your thing. I love that. What's that? That Scarface record that just went off. It was super
dope. Yeah. I love that record before that, too, though.
Man, appreciate it, Doc.
Appreciate it. Tell the people who you are, you know. Give them a little insight about, you know, who you are, what you do, and because that's what this platform is about, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, my name is J-Dab. You can, on Facebook, Jonathan J-Dab, Davenport. I am a producer. I've been producing for quite some time. Some of the acts as far as Plies, Trina, Raheem Devon, John P. Key, Gotti, Bun B., Terry, Chris J, Yolanda Adams, man, quite a few people, man. Who else am I missing, man? If y'all just do a Google search, man, y'all can kind of see some of the people that we work for. And basically what we do is we just we do a lot of the recording, production, anything to make a product sound, you know, good and competitive, so... That's basically what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all Google that and get up on it.
Yes, sir.
Know?
Yes, sir.
Man,
this DBJ Entertainment,
you know,
donebyjohn.com. What you were saying?
That's it, y'all. How you feel about this social media, man? My topic tonight is about being vain with your social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not necessarily you, but it could be somebody that you know. You know.
Oh man, listen. Let me say this about that, man. That, I believe that social media is. You have quite a few different people that come out. You got one that, like you say, comes out that is a keyboard warrior. You know, and not necessarily a dominant. Way of life, but like a person who is just totally different from who they are in real life. You know what I'm saying? And you got people who, like you say, floss on there and flodge and, you know, say they one person and really, you know, I know them personally and, you know them not to be that, you know. Let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm talking about somebody in particular, but, you know, however, You got a lot of people out there that do that, man, that had that vain life, you know, or had that life to where they are one person, and I know who they are for real. You know what I'm saying? And it is
mm-hmm.
what it is, man. I think it's a, you know what? To be honest with you, I feel like people that do that, they are living the life that they want to live in real life on social media, and that's what that allows them to do. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess I can't hate for them living the life that they want to live. More power to them.
That's true. That's
basically
true.
What that is.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I love. I love to get the different perspectives on it. Because, see, it can also help me, you know, to understand some things that I might not be seeing clearly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All opinions matter. And, you know, nobody's right, nobody's wrong on my platform.
Right.
So, you know. But I just tripped how, you know, people just, like you said, just showing another life that really is not them. And it's almost like a sickness when you look at it.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, these are digital tools that we have to use. And me, myself, personally, I use it for, you know, my music, you know, some of the family life, but mainly for what I'm trying to do in life. I use these tools for that purposes. And, you know, you won't catch me posting my food, a plate of something I'm at a restaurant or in the kitchen with.
Yeah.
To me, that's some nasty shit. I don't want to see your food, especially if you done ate out the plate, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just some ridiculous stuff. Yeah, we all could go to, you know, the Cheesecake Factory or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, you know, it's not
yeah,
anything that's going to enlighten people or uplift them. And, you know, we need to get more towards enlightenment and uplifting people, you know, because people will click 900 likes on one of them ghetto fights. But here it is, somebody that just created a new product, you know, can't even get 3 likes. You know, something for the good and for the positive. It just seems like the negative is just, you know, taking over. And just very interesting. Just very interesting. But I just want the people to be conscious and think about it. You know, when you post the 99 selfies in one day, I think that's a little thing. You know, and just because you take a picture with a celebrity and you post it, that don't mean nothing. Because, see, I could have been in been over here in the corner smoking a blunt with Jay-Z, but that don't necessarily mean Jay-Z knows. You know, I could post a picture with Kanye, but
you know
the real deal is.
Go ahead, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, this is what I was going to say, man. A lot of that stuff, I used to look at that stuff as like, man, that is kind of, you know, vain or that is, you know, something they just want everybody to kind of know and showboat. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, to be honest with you, you got to look at it like this sometimes. Maybe a lot is not going on in their life, and they need to do that to make themselves feel better or to reassure themselves on the inside. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at that and be like, man, take that down. Like, why you keep doing it? You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, I had to reevaluate myself, man, because I can slick come off as I'm slick hating, and I never want to do that. You know, the thing about it is, man, they feel like they got to do that in order to make themselves feel special or make them feel good about themselves, more power to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, more power to them. I know what I'm doing. You know, I ain't got to do that to make myself, you know, do that. You know, and then too, you know, I have a partner of mine who does that, and the reason he does it is because of a marketing perspective that he uses. A lot of times when the consumers see you interact with a lot of these celebrities, they feel as if you have a direct, you know, relationship with them. They feel as though that you know these people. And, you know, when that happens, they can sell whatever they're trying to sell to you. You know, if you see me in constant pictures with Jay-Z and all these celebrities,
you're going to
automatically think that I can, you know, get you connected with them. You follow me? And
Right.
Hopefully I'm explaining this right. You know, hopefully I ain't going too far off of what, you know, the topic
no,
is.
No.
You know, that's just my perspective.
No. I did that because that's where I was going to go next with it, you know, and compliment what you were saying because, like I said, it's okay when you use it in that marketing way or for, you know, to grow your business or the art that you push. I think that's very cool. That's very smart, you know, to think outside the box and use it for those. But just when it's an excessive, over amount And, you know, it's like, hey, now you're being banged. And the reason I just bringing it up because I want to bring awareness to it that people, hey, just think about what you're doing. If you're just doing stuff just for nothing, you know. It's all good. You know, just that's what these digital platforms are for. The more and more that people share that stuff, you know, to me, you can read a person's life just from the post that they do on social media.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And that's the part that I don't think they'd be a little conscious about, you know. I just want to, you know, get those opinions about and different perspectives about the vainness that's happening on this social media, y'all. I dig that, y'all. It's a cool thing, you know. But that's like anything, man. You know, everybody's going to use it the way they want to use it. And, some people going to go overboard.
That's what
I'm talking about, though. Yeah. So I appreciate your opinion, man. That helped me, you know, kind of bag up off of, you know, being a little harsh on those that, you know, doing their thing. But I'm just conscious of it. And I know, like you said, long as I know what I'm doing, hey, it really don't even matter. And that's what's so cool about it.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Ooh, yep. What you got going on this evening, man?
Man, nothing much, man. You know, like I said, I was just kicking back, man, checking out the station and, you know, enjoying what you're putting up. And, man, I'm actually just doing a little cleaning up, man, getting prepared for the upcoming week. That's about it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you tuned in, man, and this is what I do, and I would like to, you know, grow some listeners, you know, through you. You know, some of those artists that you're producing and you know, just start putting them on this platform, man. What's so cool about it is, you know, I love playing people that I know or that are some people that I don't know, but I discovered. Because, you know, we hear the same old thing on terrestrial radio every day.
That's real.
But
that's real.
You can come over here on Sunday night and guarantee you're going to hear something fresh, something new that you ain't never heard. Matter of fact, something like this. Check this out.
Sometimes I wish I would fly so I can see how they just push you aside. They must not know who you are. Well, I hope they don't think they are in charge. Acknowledge you when they want to, but when in trouble, it's like
we can go from there. You know, back, y'all. It's the boy, it's your boy, Nacknezy, doing what I love to do. It's to get her show, y'all. I'm having a little couple of technical difficulties, but I'm still here, y'all. Tonight's topic is how vain are you on social media? I see a lot of people posting things on their social media that makes them just look super, super duper important. And it cracks me up. You know, people posting pictures with celebrities, posting pictures at the club, posting pictures at the restaurant, at the bar. You know, the list goes on and on and on. In nice new clothes, and when they get a new car. But am I wrong for thinking that some of that shit is vain? You call in, you tell me. Because I want to know. I think we can all do a little better. But, hey, life is what it is. It's what you make it. And sometimes you got to give it everything you got.
Track Slammer.
Live from the 615, it's your boy Mac Measy doing what I love to do, y'all. It's the Get Heard Show. I'm talking about it, talking about it, talking about it tonight, y'all. Talking about that social media again. I'm telling you that social media is the new drug. And a lot of people are addicted to it, like I said last week. And this week I'm saying a lot of people are using it in vain. So my question is, how vain are you on social media? I know a lot of us got friends that share things, but my question is, are they sharing it for the popularity and likes, or are you trying to enlighten others for the good of humanity? You know, this social media tool, it can reach the masses with the quickness. That's what's so great about it. Although it's fun and it's cool to see your friends, you know, doing well, but are a majority of their posts boasting and bragging or fronting and stunting, as they say in the hood? You call in, you tell me. It could be you that's doing it. Are you the one that's vain on social media? Or you could tell me about some of your friends. The number is 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number one when you get here. Matter of fact, the lines are still blowing up. And I'm going to go there. Let's see what's up. Yo, yo, 918-237, what's happening?
What's happening, Nick Neasy?
Oh, chilling, chilling, man. Chilling, willing, you know, feeling good. And back with another hot topic, man. Would you agree or disagree about people being vain on social media?
I agree 100%. I see that a lot of vanity. Like you said, posting every move, selfies about vacations and fine restaurants and all that. It's all gravy, you know. But you know,
yeah, you know, it's different levels to doing it, you know. Like I said, if you're being creative and you doing it as a marketing, a marketing tool with your craft, then I think that's cool. But if you just posting stuff, just trying to, you know, portray this glamorous life or this, you know, particular social status, then that's when it becomes vain.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Go ahead.
I haven't had a lot of activity on Facebook, on social media, except for the recent police shootings kind of made me speak out a little bit. But other than that, I haven't really just posted a lot, but I do see a lot of vanity, though, like you said.
Yeah. We'll see. Like, you know, in my opinion, I think if it's to enlighten others, you know, with the truth, then that's something that's good. That's for the good of humanity. But if you just posted something, you know, that's just really not doing nothing, then that's when you fall into the category of being vain.
Right.
How many selfies do you need to post? You know, how many pictures of your food, you know, do I need to see to know that you eating good?
Yeah. No, right.
You know. I can go to the Cheesecake Factory. I can go to Outback. But you will never catch me putting my plate online. Especially after I done chewed up in it. I think that is so nasty and so whack, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just my personal feelings, you know. But I'm conscious of being vain online. You know, every now and then you want to you know, you're feeling happy and proud about something, you want to share it. But what good is me sharing a picture with some famous celebrity if I can't bring that celebrity around you? And you're supposed to be my friend and you following me.
Yeah. And a lot of it could be trends too. Like, you kind of get caught up in what everybody else is doing. Everybody else showing a picture every time they go out, so you kind of get caught up in it. Like, well, shit, I'm going to post a picture tomorrow when I went out to eat.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's like really heavy on the decision of posting stuff. You know, getting caught up in the trend of what the next person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing is, if you have become successful, why not share that with the ones that's, you know, that's your friends, the ones that's following you, that is particularly in business like you? You know, that's like, for instance, once again, if I was over here kicking it with, let's say, some platinum Grammy-winning artist, and I keep posting them pictures with that, but to, you know, this artist and that artist and this artist and that artist, but when I come up, you know, when I chop it up with you, I don't even open those doors for you. But I expect for you to comment and like and share everything that I post with these famous people. Is that or is that not vain?
Yes, that is vain. Kind of like the selfies. When you post a whole lot of selfies, like you say, how many selfies you got to take just to show off how good you think you look or whatever? Like, that's the definition of vanity, really. Like,
mm-hmm.
Getting caught up too much on your appearance and staring in the mirror too long. I mean, just staring at the selfies.
See, it's crazy because, to me, it's different. If, say, you was going to the prom or you was going to the Grammys, I think that's time for you to share that. You know what I'm saying? That's a cool time. You know, you got your freshest hairdo. You got on your freshest gear. That's cool. You can share that. But every day, the Grammys ain't every day.
Right.
You know, major things ain't every day. At least not in my world, you know. Just a very interesting dynamic when it comes to people posting things on social media. I ain't hating on nobody, but I just want to bring awareness that people are looking at you. And this is, they may not be saying it, but I might be on some of my Trump-type speaking shit tonight. I might just want to just put it out there that other people is thinking but not saying. Just to get her show, y'all. You know, just real talk. Real talk. Do you got any friends? Can you give me some examples of friends that's vain with their social media? Or examples, or just anything?
Yeah, man. I got close people to me, man, that post their every move. I try to even say something that's like, I try to say something sometimes, like, chill out. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to let everybody know your move anyway. Like,
mm-hmm.
like how, you know, your house get robbed or whatever, man, because you t- telling everybody that you're not at the crib, you know, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people get caught up in it, though. Like you said, it's like a drug to some people.
Being vain, like you said, that can get you, it could be to your detrimental. Being vain with your social media. Matter of fact, it could actually turn your image ugly. Like I said, you know, especially if you're doing all this big shit and you're not sharing it. You know, because, you know, sharing is caring. Not sharing is selfish. And who wants to live a selfish life? That can't be the happy life. Just a very interesting dynamic, y'all. I'm talking about it tonight. You can call in and tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna man up.
Your Honor, I'm wrong.
I'm wrong.
Something that I can question. Every time I got in trouble, was it just a lesson? Cause I made a grip selling coke, is that my blessing? On the strength of my forefather's master, I'm a West man. See what I'm stressing, confessing, no pills. My life like an armored truck, man, so concealed. And if you broke the seal and everything's revealed, I'ma fight, and if I lose, I see you at a pill. If that ain't real, then my whole story's bogus. A major player in the game, still unnoticed. As a kid, I didn't understand. But now that I'm a man, I know it's part of God's plan.
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong.
Dead wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was mad enough to do it. I'm gonna be mad enough to stand up to it. Say I was wrong, yeah, yeah.
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong. Yeah, I was mad enough to do it. And I'm gonna be mad enough to stand up to it.
Am I wrong? Cause I aimed it at you. Son's lid, even though your son came in my mom's crib, waving his, asking where the cash at. Now my mom's at the house having flashbacks. Look past that, you gotta be kidding me. Cause I do a bid for my mother till infinity. I had a friend of me sleeping with my girlfriend. When he got deep in, he started with the threatening. Sent word, told me stay away from his block. Every day I'm on his block down the street at her shop. With the 40 Glock and the 9 on me. Pulled up on me and I let him be my 9, homie.
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong.
Dead wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was mad enough to do it. I'm gonna be mad enough to stand up to it. Say I was wrong, yeah, yeah.
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong. Yeah, I was mad enough to do it. And I'm gonna be mad enough to stand up to it. Yeah.
Here and I've seen you cast the first stone. Amongst me and you ain't done wrong.
You gotta go where I've been to see where I'm on.
God bless the child who holds his own.
Yeah.
Why do we war?
Why do we war?
We're fighting for peace.
Fighting for peace.
The God save us all.
God save us all.
From my enemies.
My enemies.
Holy times are so hard.
Times are so hard.
These crooked police.
These crooked police.
Like we don't want war.
We don't want war.
We just wanna be free. A warrior fighting for what I believe. I believe in equality.
society. No justice, no peace. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free.
They said that slavery got abolished, but shit, when will it stop? Fuck the noose and the whips, they gave the guns to the cops. And I'm tired of singing, we will overcome down the block. Cause you still a dead nigga if you hung or if you shot. But this ain't Rosa Parks on that bus. I ain't gon' sit down, it's rage from the Ferguson murder. Burning your shit down, hoodie on for Trayvon. My hands up for Michael Brown, the revolution is televised. Show them how we get down, the epitome of blackness. Close your eyes and I'll be right there. Stop the king's dreaming. J. Edgar Hoover's nightmare. Break down the word justice. It's just ice, yeah. 400 years of slavery, bitch. I'm still right here. No underground railroad. We are no longer running. Step Million Man March with hunger to do something. That Black Panther music with the black fist pumping. I'm Hannibal on an elephant coming through.
Why do we war?
Why do we war?
We're fighting for peace.
We're fighting for peace.
Lord God save us all.
God save us all.
For my enemy.
For my enemy.
Holy time I'm so high.
Times are so hard.
These crooked police.
These crooked police.
Now we don't want war.
We don't want war.
We just wanna be free. From obituaries to cemetery, they brainwash our children in their military. No justice, no peace. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free.
My political debate when they argue with foreign policy is what about the war in the ghetto and our economy? Domestic acts of terror when them crooked cops follow me. What happened to the mule and 40 acres that you promised me? Suggested to the hood when the cops say freeze. Remember Eric Gardner when he said he couldn't breathe. Remember Malcolm X. Remember Rodney King. Remember old Negro spirituals the slaves used to sing. Remember Farrakhan's speech. Let it marinate and linger. Oh, and Spike Lee's camera capture Hurricane Katrina. We know all about the harm. Man, them levees didn't break. Now the cops killing kids. How much shit we gotta take for the bullshit you did to Emmett Till in Mississippi? For the late Walter Seats, a.k.a. Walt Jiggy. Forever in my heart, embedded in my memory. Unify and fight back for the sake of black history.
Why do we war?
Why do we war?
We're fighting for peace.
We're fighting for peace.
The God save us all.
God save us all.
For my enemies.
For my enemies.
But these times are so hard.
Times are so hard.
These crooked police.
These crooked police.
Now we don't want war.
We don't want war.
We just wanna be free.
They label me an angry thug, cause when I see them blue lights, I think about Freddie Gray and that kid Tamir Rice. No justice, no peace, I'm fighting for my wife. Though peace shouldn't exist in the same sentence as fight. But back to real life, the taxpayers pay the cops, and our kids can walk the block without fear being shot. They claim that we are equal, but I fear that we are not. The proof is undisputable, just look at Walter Scott. Shit has gotta stop, name a law that requires killing a man and his daughter cause a car backfire. 120 shots and no cops got indicted. Silence. Now they wonder why we riot.
I am a warrior, fighting for what I believe. I believe in equality. I know justice, no peace. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free. From obituaries to cemetery, they brainwash our children in their military. No justice, no peace. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free. I am a warrior, fighting for what I believe. I believe in equality. I know justice, no peace. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free.
Right here on the Crash Station to play some hits, y'all. That was Mac Clip with Why Do We War. This is the place where you come hear new, fresh music every Sunday night. Or, you know, if you a regular, you tune in, I'm definitely going to keep you grooving for showing up. That's just what I love to do. That's that Knack, y'all. Hey, it's your boy Knack and Easy doing what I love to do. I got my man Hoop sitting in with me, and we just chopping it up about, you know, social media again and, you know, different aspects of being vain on social media. It's the things that we see going on, you know, people posting, you know, this and that and, you know, portraying a purpose, you know, portraying a image to, you know, get likes and popularity, you know, but when you do it in a overabundance of it, then that's when it becomes vain. And I ain't hating on nobody. I just want to bring light to it. And just hopefully by me bringing light to it, that it helps you to take a look at yourself and recognize if you are being vain on social media yourself. Hey, we all have good times and, you know, times that we're happy and we're proud that we want to share with the world. Just be conscious of it, unless you really live in that lifestyle. You can call in numbers 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number 1, and you will get heard. We can chop it up. Tell me how you feel about this social media aspect. Yo, Hooch, what's going on in your world, man?
Man, just working, man, trying to maintain and working on the Little Horseman album, man, the little group album at night when I get off work.
Yeah.
Trying to put that together, man. We got the track list and then a couple of songs wrote, so now we making some headway now. We got to finish up some writing, though.
Okay.
So it's coming
That's
up.
What it's all about.
I'm seeing some good little, yeah, and I'm getting some good little, hearing some good stuff coming from the homies too, man. They still got some skills, man, that need to go on and be released. So that's a good thing.
Hey, you know, it was always gonna be greater later. You know what I mean? So it can do nothing but be better. You know. You know, and still be good. Y'all have some good chemistry, man. So I know the chemistry is still there. You know, the growth and development is there. So can't do nothing but, you know, go all the way up, as they say. So my hat goes off to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying focused. And just keep making progress. And you'll be a winner if you do that. And use that social media, too. Use that social media, too, you know. Whatever you do, you know, your project done.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, man. That social media opens up an avenue where you ain't got to go straight trying to knock on the video, the little TV. The little TV channels. We ain't got to really worry about them as much. Because we got the platform now. We got the platform now on social media to broadcast the video without having to go through the television people, the networks.
It's just about, you know, being creative with your marketing and your planning, you know. Just thinking outside the box. And it can't do nothing but growth. It can't be nothing but good. It's just because... You know, that's the greatness of the independent world. You know, you didn't cut out. You don't have to go through these different old channels that you used to have to go through. You can, you know, it's like a play. You know, when you're on a team, you know, you come up with a play and you just got to execute it and make it happen. I'm so thankful for this platform, man, just to be able to express my opinion, whether, you know, it's good or bad or, you know, people may like it or not like it. But it's a healthy thing for my life and those that, you know, participate. You know, it's about being active, being proactive, and also believing. It may be this little network today, but you never know what it could turn into tomorrow.
Right.
So, I'm with you, man. It's just about patience and understanding and planning and having a, you know, a vision. And everything will work out for you. I appreciate you hanging out tonight, man. It's nights like this that make me appreciate friends like you. It's the Get Hurt Show.
It's Nizzy. Yeah, I love waking up when I'm gone. I love waking up when I'm blown. She all on me cause I'm on. She won't stop calling my phone. But forget that it's trying to get wasted. My earrings match my bracelet. I'm the man, girl, so just face it. And I love money, so I chase it. I can show you how to hit bone rips. And I love the way that that song fits. That jet life, yeah, long trips. Don't tap it, girl, take long sips.
Smoking and drinking, just partying.
Like this,
it feels like the weekend, just clubbing and freaking.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
Smoking and drinking, just partying, no sleeping.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
It feels like the weekend, just clubbing and freaking.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
Good nights like this, man, I love nights like this. Hit the liquor store, finna grab me a fifth. Just left the mall with a brand new fit. That's why I'm finna kill it, girl. Drink up, don't feel it, girl. Watch out before I steal your girl. Cause I can make it just love this world. Hit the party and they know what's up. Tryna fill up my red solo cup. Head spinning like a yo-yo, bruh. Tell the squad that we all go dumb. Damn, I did it again. Tin cap, hit it again. Bottles up, hit it again. Just young and getting it in.
Smoking and drinking, just party, no sleeping.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
It feels like the weekend, just clubbing and freaking.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
Smoking and drinking, just party, no sleeping.
Good nights like this, good nights like this.
It feels like the weekend, just clubbing and freaking.
Good nights like this.
Sipping champagne for breakfast. Just tattoos, no necklace. And I'm leaning, boy, like Texas. If you're living life, say. If you came to party, say. If you're feeling good, say. If you're getting money, say.
Get Hurt Show. Don't be stopped.